Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In this morning's gospel lesson, we hear that Jesus had been teaching in the synagogue. When he left the synagogue, he went to the house of Simon and Andrew, where Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever. I read one commentary that suggested that there might have been an outbreak of malaria at the time that caused her illness. But of course, that would just be speculation. Whatever the fever was, it appeared to be of great concern to Jesus' disciples. When Jesus took her by the hand, the fever left her at once. She then immediately got up and began to busy herself with the duties of serving and making her guests welcome. By evening, word of this and other healings had spread, and the whole city was gathered at the door. They brought many to Jesus who were sick and possessed with demons, and he healed them. Now, apparently, Jesus didn't get a very restful sleep that night. We're told that he rose early in the morning and went out to a deserted place to pray. What do you imagine could have been troubling Jesus so? He knew there were countless people waiting to be healed. And as I pondered about this, something occurred to me that I had never thought of before. We often speak of Jesus as having to face all the same temptations that we face. Could this possibly have been one of those instances? Is it possible that Jesus simply faced the temptation to stay there and maybe even become a local hero, a faith healer who could take care of all who came to him? He surely must have realized that if he wanted to, he could just set up a healing practice right there. He could hang out a shingle and people would come to him and he could heal them. The possibility existed that he could turn this into a quite lucrative venture. Is it possible that the temptations of Satan were once again working on Jesus? Well, it's difficult for us to think of Jesus being tempted in this kind of a way, but as a human being, he would have faced exactly the same kind of temptations that you and I would face. It surely felt good to feel the praise and adulation of those who came to him for healing. After all, the life to which he was called was uncertain at best, and at worst would lead to great hardship and suffering. Jesus could have been tempted to do what was easiest. Jesus may have had to fight wanting to have things just remain as they were. He may have been tempted to become a comfortable resident faith healer and not have to face what lay in store for him. Another indication that this could have been true is that whenever Jesus felt overcome by the temptations that bombarded him, he always reacted in the same way. Consistently throughout the gospel accounts, when temptation besieged Jesus, he withdrew to a quiet, deserted place to pray. If Jesus felt tempted, he sought out a place where he could be alone with God, a place where he and God could be in communication and work out what was God's will in this situation. Jesus would find the time and the place to offer to God what was on his heart, and then listen to God to guide him in the direction that he should go. As Jesus was praying, Simon and the other disciples searched for him. It seems to me that they were rather irritated. They felt he was ignoring the people, shirking his responsibilities. When they found him, they said, "Everyone is searching for you." Jesus answered them calmly. He had been quietly talking to God and then waiting and listening to God to guide his thoughts and his actions. Jesus said, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." Jesus had made his decision. He left what was comfortable. And the gospel account tells us he traveled throughout Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. Before going to seminary, I traveled as a salesman for over 20 years. And I always told people I'm a people person. I love being with people. And that's true. I do love being with people. But I didn't realize until I stopped traveling for a living how much more solitude I had in an average week than most people would have in several months. And to my surprise, I missed it terribly. My time traveling alone in a car or staying by myself in a motel room had become my deserted place. Being away gave me time to talk to God and then to listen for his guidance. It was during this time alone with God that I began to discern a call to ordained ministry. I have truly missed my time alone with God. Even as a priest, I still don't have the time to spend in a deserted place that I took for granted for so many years. But my friends, Jesus set an example for us that he expects us to follow. He pulled away from the hectic pace of his life and he went to a deserted place where he could be alone with God, where he could be in conversation with God, where he could discern God's will for his life. In the years since I left the business world, I find that I must be very intentional about making the time to go to a deserted place if I am to be what I believe God is calling me to be. Jesus calls you and he calls me to a deserted place. He calls us to be alone with him. He asks us to get away and pray. And then he calls us to trust what we sense he is leading us to do as a result of our prayer. It's easy for us to begin to think that we are alone in our busyness. But Jesus also felt the push of the throngs. He felt people requiring more and more of him. He felt the temptations that besiege us every day. And when he did, he would make time to get away to a deserted place to pray. Then, and only then, he could develop a clear vision of what he was to do. Where is your quiet place? Do you have a time and a place where you can pour out your heart to God? Do you have a place where you can listen quietly for His guidance? Do you take time to simply be still and know that He is God? In the morning, when it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went to a deserted place, and there He prayed. If Jesus can't face the challenges of a hectic life without finding time to be alone with God, how in the world do we expect that we can? We are living through extraordinary times. The challenges we face are unlike any in our lifetime. If there was ever a time when we need quiet, alone time with God, it is now. Find the time. Find the place. The peace that we so desperately crave in such troubling times can be found in prayer, in conversation, and listening in silence for the God of love to speak to our hearts. Amen.